We're starting a new series at Golden Heart this week. And for those of you that are here, this is a wonderful treat. You don't want to miss this series. You want to be here every week because it's all about your life and the dream that God has for you. God has an incredible dream for you. Get ready to experience and begin to live it. And this series is called...
Amen.
No, this series is called... God...
Dreamed
a dream worth living. God dreamed a dream worth living. And now, as we go forward in this series, you are going to learn what the dream is. You're going to learn why it's worth living that dream that God has dreamed. And man, can you imagine what kind of dream God can dream for us? It's an amazing, incredible dream. So we want to know all about that. And before we get to that point, though, we need to understand God's motives. What is motivating God to do the things that he does? What is it that motivates and drives him forward to create the plans, to do all the works that he does? Why does he do that? And if we can understand that one thing that drives God forward, our lives will be transformed totally and completely. We will see the world in a different way. We will see ourselves in a different way. And we have to really, I think a lot of times we gloss over this very quickly. You know, because a lot of times we talk about how we need to love God and we need to do all these things, but often we forget about what is motivating God. What motivates God to do the things that he does, to create the plan that he created? What motivates God to go through, you know, all these things that he's doing? One word, love. Love. We often don't take the time to think about God's love. God's love is the motivating factor behind all of his plans, behind all of creation. Love is God's motivating factor. He is thinking about loving you completely and fully. It is the reason he created you. He created you to love you. That was his whole purpose of creating you. And everything that he created in creation was for you because he loved you. And he wants you to receive his love. Quite often we're so busy doing and trying to please and trying to figure out what does he want and all this stuff. And what he wants is he wants to love us. That is the greatest thing for God, is to love us. That is why he created the entire plan, because he wants to love us. And is loving us and is pouring his love out upon us each and every single day. And if you can get this, if you can truly grasp and understand the magnitude of God's love, the incredible expansiveness of God's love, I mean, it is beyond anything that we can imagine, but we can experience it. We can have those personal encounters with God and experience his love. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, when I encountered God's love for the first time, when I encountered God, really encountered God for the first time, I was changed. The love from God began to pour into my heart, and it wasn't because something that I did. It wasn't about me. It was about him loving me, God loving me. And God's love began to flow down upon me, and I started to see it and receive it and feel it for the first time. And it was incredible. It was an amazing experience, and this feeling of love just kept welling and swelling and growing inside of my heart, inside of my body, and in my life. And after I encountered and began to just experience probably just a glimpse of God's love, because it's so incredible and so magnificent, but that little glimpse was enough to change and transform the way that I saw the world, the way that I thought, the way that I acted. It transformed my beliefs. It transformed everything in my life because I experienced God's love. And we sometimes overlook that. We don't realize that that is the main key factor to everything, is that God loves us. And the cool thing is, this is the really cool thing, he loves us irregardless of what we do. Or what we say, or what we think, or what we don't think and what we don't say and what we don't do, he still loves us. His love is that incredible and flowing forth that he has. It's so magnificent. And he has so much of it for us. And this is the really beautiful thing, is knowing that that once we have God's love, once it is we're connected with it, that no matter what we do or we don't do, he's still going to love us. Imagine how that makes you feel. Let me tell you a story. My mother, when she was a kid, she has an identical twin sister. And her identical twin sister were being taunted by a bully at school. This bully had taunted them for several weeks. And they had decided, we're going to get even with him. These are two little girls. You know, I don't remember how old they were, 6 or 7 or 8 or something. They were very young. And so they decided to go past his house after school. And as they passed the house, they saw where he lived, and they said, ah, there was a rock out front of the house, and the two of them picked up this big rock. And I think one of them somehow got it over their head, and they threw it onto the steps of the house, and it went right through the steps of the house and broke them. And they looked up, and in the second floor window was the mother who was looking out of the house of the bully. And she saw them, and she said, started banging on the window going, hey, you stop that. They quickly ran home and hid. A few minutes later, there was a knock on their door. Guess who it was? The bully's mother had come to their door knocking. And my grandmother answered the door. My mother's mother. My grandmother answered the door and said, what would you like? And this lady was furious, and she said, your kids, your twins, your daughters, they just threw a rock through the front of my steps of my house. And my grandmother said very calmly, no, they would never do that. The woman was infuriated. She began to, you know, get even more enraged and said, I saw them. I know who they were. They're identical twins, and I can recognize them. It was your daughters that destroyed my house. My daughters would never destroy anything. They are perfect and beautiful. The woman was even more infuriated, but as she began to speak again, the grandmother closed the door and walked away, never asking my mother or her sister about this incident, never thinking that it was even possible that they could have done this. She saw that they were little angels, perfect in all ways. There was no questioning, no, not even a sense of doubt that they could have done something wrong. And the amazing thing is, this is how God sees us, even when we make mistakes, even when we fall short, even when we feel we're not good enough. God sees us in a perfect state because his love is that incredible. Imagine if you had a parent that was that loving, that couldn't even entertain the idea that you had done something wrong. They couldn't even entertain it. It was like from another planet, that idea, and they wouldn't even think about it for a moment. Imagine how that would make you feel, being that loved that your parent could not even fathom that you would do something wrong. How does that make you feel if you just imagine that for a moment? And yet that is the way God sees us. He chooses to see us with no blemishes, with no faults, with no shortcomings. He sees us as perfect and beautiful because he has that much love for us. His love flows forth that strongly. In Isaiah 43:25, it says, this is God speaking, I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. He will not remember them. He won't see them or think about them ever again. He blots them out. The same way my grandmother was blotting it out There is no way that her daughter could have done that. It gives you a feeling when you really start to understand and sense God's love in that kind of capacity, that it's otherworldly, that it's magnificent beyond belief, that it is free for us, that we can receive it fully and completely, and that God will just lavish this love upon us continuously, eternally. I know that if we understand God's motives, and we understand that God's motive is love, pure love, without judgment, without condemnation, without guilt, without criticism, without questioning or scolding, but just love, pure, unadulterated love God is pouring out upon us. If we understand that, if you understand that, how different your life will be, how different you will think, how different you will speak, how different you will live, how different you will treat other people, how differently you'll see the world. Everything about you will be changed. Everything about you will be transformed. God's plan is simple: to love you. How much does God love you? More than that. He loves you a lot. It can't even be described. I know when I begin to speak about it or think about it, the words just don't come that are adequate to describe God's love. I feel kind of tongue-tied in a way when I'm trying to speak about God's love because I don't have the words that are that magnificent. You know, and I just know it's that pure and it's that good. And He loves us that much. Do you understand completely how much God loves you? We read in the Bible that God had a begotten Son. He had His only begotten Son. We know Him as Jesus. Meaning, He was special and He was different, Jesus. He was the one that God really, that came forth from God through the Holy Spirit. There was only one. Look how unique that is. And listen to what God said about Jesus. When Jesus went down to the Jordan River to be baptized, and He was baptized by John the Baptist, when He came up out of the water, there was a spirit like a dove that came down upon Him. And then there was a voice out of heaven that says, "My beloved, this is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." This is what God is saying about Jesus, His only begotten Son. "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." God is pleased with Jesus. And He is beloved. You know, beloved means loved greatly. A great love. Not just love, but a great love. That is the way God is thinking of Jesus. This is what He said. These words were heard out of heaven. And again, we heard these words when Jesus was up on the mountain and His body, when He transfigured, when His face and clothes began to shine like the midday sun, and His whole appearance was glowing and shining in this other state. At that point, out of a cloud, again, a voice was heard from God. And this time He said, "This is My beloved Son, hear Him." Again, He is saying, "This is the Son that I love greatly. Hear Him." Hear Him meaning obey. Because when we're talking about ears and listening, we're talking about obeying God, following what God is saying. So here He's telling us to listen to Jesus, to obey what He says, to follow it. But God is saying out of that cloud again, "This is My beloved Son. This is the Son that I love greatly." And He was the only one. And yet, as much as God loved Jesus, He loved Him that much that he's speaking out of heaven to say that he loved him. He's telling us, follow and listen to what he's saying. He's saying, I'm well pleased with him. He was pleased with him, never displeased with him. And yet, what did God do? What was God's plan? God's plan, it says here in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. How much does he love you that he was willing to give his only begotten Son, which he loved greatly, for you guys? Let's read on in that chapter. And he says that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So God's love for you is beyond, because he wanted to save you. He wanted you to be in a position where you could receive his love as much as Jesus received it. That you could receive it so fully, not being condemned, not being filled with guilt, not feeling like you're not good enough or you're not smart enough or you don't know enough, but that you could receive that love so fully and completely as God is giving it. His whole plan, God's whole plan, is about loving you. Loving you. Are you getting it? Are you feeling this? I mean, this is something that when we really understand, it's that simple. When we really understand that God's love, it's not conditional, it's unconditional. That God's love is unconditional, and that as much as he loved Jesus, he loves you, because he was willing to make that exchange. That means he loves you as much as he loves Jesus. He said out of heaven, he spoke these words, this is my beloved Son. He was saying, this is the Son that I love greatly. But as great as his love was for Jesus, it is for you also. That's why he made that trade, so that you could be a part of his plan, so you could receive his love, so you could feel that love in your life too. All we have to do is strip away all the things that say, oh, God's not going to love me because of this. Yes, he will love you in spite of that. He blots it out. He doesn't remember it. He loves you irregardless of what you have thought or what you've done or what you didn't think or what you didn't do. He still loves you. And he loves you just as much. His love doesn't change. It's not like people. People have conditional love. Well, I'm only going to love you if you follow the following 100 points. I'm only going to love you if you bring the car back. But with God, there are no conditions. Once we believe that he traded his Son for us, once we believe that and we receive that into our hearts, there is now an endless river flowing into us of love, of God's love, and there is nothing that we can do to stop it. And there's nothing we want to do to stop it. We want to receive it more fully. And the more that we understand that his love is that pure and that good and unadulterated, flowing towards us in all ways, then we can receive it and we can have it. God loved us first. Quite often we make it about us. We make it about, well, we got to love God. Some people aren't loving God. I'm loving God. They're not loving God. We start to make an issue about this, or, well, I'm loving God more than you're loving God. Get into this competition thing. Well, I'm doing more for God because I love God more. We're forgetting that God loved us first. Before we even thought about God, God was loving us. Before we even were born, God was loving us. Even before we were twinkling in our parents' eyes, God was already loving us from the very beginning. His whole plan was to love you. His whole plan was to love you so fully and completely. Don't make it about you. Make it about God. Don't make it about your love. How much love do you have on your own? Without God, you don't have any love. Whereas God has an infinite supply of love. And it is when we understand that He is loving us and that He loved us first, and we begin to receive that love fully and completely, that is when we are set free. That is when we break free from the limitations of this world. That is when we break free from the prejudice of this world. That is when we break free from the misconceptions and misunderstandings, because now it becomes no longer about me, it becomes about God. And it becomes about God's love for me. And that God loves me so much. He loves me so much that He has created everything I see, all things He has created, because He loves me. When we begin to understand that, our minds will open to realize He does have blessing, and He does have favor, and He does want us to be healthy, and He does want good for us. Our mind will never entertain or think, why is God doing this to me? If we truly understand, His whole motivation is to love us. Some people think God is punishing them. Some people think God is holding something back from them, holding back wealth or prosperity or wisdom or, you know, love. But if you understand that God's whole motivation is love, pure, then you will also understand He does not hold anything back. He never punishes you. He never looks to wait, lurking behind a building, waiting to catch you doing something. Because much like my grandmother thought of my mother, He never entertains the idea that you would be involved in something like that. He blots it out. And He knows that His love for you, that as you understand how much He loves you, as you understand that, He knows that's going to transform you. It's going to change you. And you're going to begin to grow in a greater and greater way. And you will become that perfect being that He created you to be. And He knows it's His love that is the water that makes that plant grow. His love is the nourishment that your life needs to transform into a Garden of Eden, to transform into a heavenly place, that you could be filled in all ways. And all you need to do is get that one point, understanding completely that God loves you, and He is pouring it out, His love, from now to eternity, and you cannot turn it off. You cannot divert it. You just have to open up and receive it. Receive it fully. Receive it completely. Receive it in all its magnificence. And as you receive it, it is like water washing away all the sediment. God's love is like just cleansing out all the false things, the misconceptions, and the darkness. God's love is coming in more fully. As you understand and receive it. Because God loved you first. When you understand that it's about God's love, then everything changes.